Here's why I game. Playing in the Mike Ledger campaign. You know you're in the Mike Ledger campaign because within the first three or four levels of a Mike Ledger campaign, somebody will find a wand of wonder with unlimited charges. And you will know it's a wand of wonder because on the side will be the trigger words, wubba wubba. I don't know why. You have to ask Mike. So we're playing in the Ravenloft campaign. Now, I don't know the people that wrote Ravenloft. I don't want to know the people that wrote Ravenloft. I can appreciate them from afar. They are seriously demented human beings. They wake up every morning and say, I think I'll do evil today. So I'm away at Ravenloft campaign, and I'm playing a halfling psionicist named Oliver DeBarros. And yes, I was playing him like an annoying little... And we found a wand of wonder. And I won it. Now, if you know the old psionicist, you really ran out of power quick. But I had a wand of wonder. Well, in our group is a guy named Tommy Parker. 6'5" prison guard. Thinks he's the toughest guy on the planet. He's a cream puff. And Tommy had the unfortunate... He can be the unluckiest guy in the world. I once ran a campaign where we were jousting. The whole thing, I had all these cards of people you would joust. And he was playing a paladin. After fourth level, his paladin, you know, he got his war horse and he bought his armor. And he's out there in his shining armor. And he drew his first card from the deck. And it was a peasant on a pig with a broomstick. I told you how we do criticals. First pass, 2100, dead paladin. That's fine. But I've got this one. So we're playing. And every time Mike Ledger has his wand of wonder is very different. He has the chart from the DMG, he has the charts from the encyclopedia. I can't remember they did the encyclopedia of magic items that they did, the four volume set. He had all of those charts. And he made up all his own. But he had them all in front of him. So you would roll like a D10 to find out what table of charts you're on. So there's thousands of combinations. No matter what I did with that wand, Tommy got it. He raises his sword and I fire a lightning bolt. We're being chased by giants. I turn around the fire and Tommy's feet grow big and he falls down and gets stomped flat. We're on the edge of a cliff and this dragon comes flying in at us. We're on the edge of a cliff. I go, wubba wubba, and a gust of wind comes up behind Tommy. Whoa, that's going to leave a mark. No matter what I did, we're fighting a white dragon. Right? He puts on all his cold resist gear and I hit him with a fireball. We're fighting a red dragon. He puts on all his fire resist gear and I hit him with a cone of cold. It didn't matter what I did, Tommy got it. This went on for weeks. Ravenloft campaign. So what happens? In the world, some stupid thing happens. We get our entire area that we're in gets torn out of the ground and put in like this gigantic rope trick, if you will. And we wind up in this like extra dimensional space on a field. 100 by 100 field. And there's air. And there's us. And we said, you know, we're gonna be farmers, I guess. But we had a wizard who could teleport. But we had one too many people, living people, for a teleport spell. But we had a bag of holding and the rod of resurrection. So you do the math. So we drew straws. I lost. So Tommy says, so Mike Ledger says, okay, Oliver's dead, and you're going to cast, and Tommy, oh, no, 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 no. Tommy's... Oh, no, no, no. I psychokinesed myself. I was a psionicist. I just flew up from them. I kind of landed over to the side, and I took off all my gear. Then when anything get hurt in the fall, and I swooped up to the top. I'm hundreds of feet up, and I just stayed up there till my psionic power wore out. And I did the great Oliver Swan dive. And Mike goes, okay, Oliver's dead. And Tommy goes, oh, no, no. And Tommy walks over. And he picks up the wand, and he looks up at me, and he says, ha-ha, wubba wubba. And he rolls his dice. Caster and target change places. That's why I play games. Thank you all for coming. Have a great rest of your show.